today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear friend, dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen, salamu alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The topic that we're going to speak about is how can I talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salamu alaikum. Today, Wednesday, is the 9th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of Day, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 12th of January, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter Nisa, verse 81.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَيَقُولُونَ طَاعَةٌ فَإِذَا بَرَزُوا مِنْ عِنْدِكَ بَيَّتَ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ غَيْرَ الَّذِي تَقُولُ وَاللَّهُ يَكْتُبُ مَا يُبَيِّتُونَ فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا.
And they say, "We pledge obedience." But when they leave you, a group of them spend the night determining to do other than what you say. But Allah records what they plan by night. So leave them alone and rely upon Allah. And sufficient is Allah as disposer of affairs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In this verse, the Quran has pointed to the situation of some hypocrites. It says that when they come beside the Prophet, they harmonize with others and express that they obey the command of the Holy Prophet. But when go out from the presence of the Prophet, they neglect their promises, and in their night meetings, they make some decisions against the Holy Prophet. Yet Allah commands His Messenger to turn aside from them with no fear. He is ordered not to rely on them in his affairs, but to trust only in Allah, who is the best assisting helper and the protector. The significance of communication with Allah. A believing man confidently knows that he has Allah in his life. It is Allah who is on one side. He administers his life affairs, steering them to what is best for him in both worlds, fully aware of Allah's constant presence, yet nearness. Such a man, via relentless communication patterns, relies on Allah and fully entrusts his soul, yet his total being, to him and his will. He then lives happily in peace. Such is the case owing to the rational fact that he who experiences five times a day everything prayer entails will in no way engage willingly and persistently in any serious loathsome deeds or deeds that run counter to reason. It is unfathomable that a person who most directly communicates with Allah five times a day will willingly and repeatedly commit a serious wrongdoings. If, however, a person who is constant in prayer does not shut lewdness, that would mean that there is something seriously wrong with the former, whose complete state will need review and some drastic adjustment measures. Sheikh Azhar Nasser.
One hadith, just to show us, to demonstrate how much Allah supports us. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes we feel overwhelmed by shaitan. We're surrounded by all of these lurking dangers and we feel that we're outnumbered. We're overwhelmed. When shaitan refused to prostrate to Adam, Allah banished him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, أخرج منها فإنك رجيم. Get out. You are not to be in this sacred assembly of the angels. Iblis knows Allah is just. Iblis says, إلهي, I know that you are just. How about all of those thousands of years of worship? Do they go down the drain? Are they all nullified? I want you to reward me for what I've done. Allah says, okay. I will compensate you in dunya. Your akhirah is gone. Provided that you don't repent. I will compensate you. I will give you your reward for your worship in this life. What do you want? He says, Salitni ala wuldi Adam. I want you to give me authority. I want you to give me the ability to influence human beings. Allah says, granted. I'll give you an ability to try to influence them. Iblis asks for more. He says, Oh Allah, ajrini fihim majra dami fil uruq. I don't only want to have the ability to influence them, I want to get very close to human beings. I want you to allow me to flow through them the way that blood flows through veins. Allah says, granted. قَدْ أَجْرَيْتُكَ. Iblis says, إِلَهِ, I'm only one. I'm going to be outnumbered by Adam and his children. I want you, for every human being that is born, I want you to give me two offspring. I want to have a numerical majority over insan. Allah says, granted. Iblis says, Oh Allah, also as compensation for my ibadah, I don't want Adam or his children to see me. I want to be invisible. I don't want to be perceptible to them. Allah says, granted. And Allah says, I will give you access to their hearts and their minds, and you can whisper. You can't control them. You cannot strip them of their free will. You have the ability to invite them towards evil. You can insinuate. You can whisper. Iblis says, that's all that I need.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, every day for 15 minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pour
let's look at ways to get closer to Allah at home. Today's suggestion, praying. Praying is the success that we see calls us 5 times a day. The Prophet said the first thing which will be judged among a man's deed on the day of resurrection is the prayer. If this is in good order, then he will succeed and prosper. But if it is defective, then he will fail and will be a loser. Prophet Muhammad used to pray so much at night that his feet became swollen. It was said to him, "Why do you regulate yourself with this?" To that he replied, "Shall I not be a grateful servant of Allah?"
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Subhanallah.
Communicating silently versus communicating loudly. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, admonished some people who raised their voices while supplicating. Be merciful to yourself. Don't raise your voices, for you are not calling a deaf or an absent one, but one who is all-hearer or seer. The one whom you call is closer to one of you than the neck of his animal. It follows that if a person feels he has to pray or supplicate loudly, lest he might be unheard or misunderstood, he needs to examine his faith, for there are surely some serious flaws in it. Life is all about drawing closer to Allah and feeling how near he, Allah, with his knowledge, might, compassion, and munificence is. The closer to Allah a person gets, the more overwhelmed, more benevolent, more tranquil, and at time even more introvert he becomes. His total being becomes engrossed in enjoying and feasting on the boons generated by his spiritual triumph. He increasingly loses interest in frivolous and worthless things and pastimes, regarding them as serious distractions and deviations. They tend to rob a person of his most precious moments, experiences, and opportunities.
Imam al-Sadiq, he says, when Allah gave all of these concessions to Iblis, Adam said to Allah, "Oh Allah, you gave Iblis all of these abilities. I will be helpless. Can you give me something to counter this?" Allah says to Adam, "Adam, I'm the most merciful. I will give you and your children something to counter it. Oh Adam, any human being that commits a sin, it will be counted as one sin. But whenever they do good, I will multiply it by 10. The bare minimum. Whenever you do a good deed, at minimum, Allah multiplies it by 10. If you have more ma'rifah, more taqwa, Allah multiplies it as much as He wishes. But bare minimum, multiplied by 10. Adam says, "Oh Allah, give me more." Allah says, "At-tawbatu mabsootatun ila an tabluga an-nafsu al-hulqum." If any human beings, we're fallible. Allah says, if you make any mistake, if you go off the right path, the door of repentance is always open, and you can come back to me at any time until the soul reaches the throat. Meaning, even if it is the last day of your life, you do tawbah sincerely, Allah will forgive you. Even a few moments before you die, if you repent, you have up until the moment before you die to come back to me. Adam says, give me more, O Allah. Allah says, أغفر ولا أبالي. O Adam, I forgive all sins. I forgive without caring. No matter what the human being has done, he should never despair because I forgive all of the sins. Adam says, this is enough for me.
That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we continue this nice topic on the next episode of today's special. Follow us at parstoday.com/en, today's special. Our topic was about how can we talk to Allah.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. Every breath I take, Alhamdulillah.